Yeah, so Tosis continues. Rabbi Yerushalmi, Tosis speaks of Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yechon and Hechi Baruch, how did Yechon make a Hechi Baruch and Hechi Baruch has a Yisrael Yehav Yishiru? Without the pit, it's not a Yishiru. V'komer, Mishum Beryo. Tosis says, as in the Beryo. Da'afi lo yochal ela prey da'acha shal enov. Even a person only ate one grape, I prayed the Acha Shlomim or one pomegranate seed. Boy, Bruchim, Mishum Debebriya Mavachan, I feel the Pochus Mikazayas. So it says, Yushalmi has a different pair of the Nagamar. Yushalmi also asked the Kasha, how did Yerichon make a Brocha on a Zayas Maleva to declare it lacks in Shir? Because it's not eating the seed. Or it doesn't have a seed. Say it doesn't have a seed. Zayas Maleva normally doesn't have a seed. It's, So the Yerushalmi answers also that it's a burial. So the Chorazak Agamar, the Cholak Agamar did not get a mash merocha. Agamar doesn't say that there. In Kain Ein Alocha Kamei Shoy Shel Yerushalmi. So then that Alocha is not like the Yerushalmi. It's a Chalikas Babli and Yerushalmi. So the rule is that we go with the Babli. Rav Yosef Hayim Mefarish Shai Yerushalmi Ein Chalak Agamar Shalom. Rav Yosef said it's not a Chalikas. Docha Mayri Shehus Ragarim Vinimlach. Then Agamor is talking that the olive was pitted. They took out the pit before they were meleachim. So in kei lehoye kibiyosik. So that's talking out of beria. Avalim ochle sholem. But if he would have eaten it whole, chayim is even with the pit. That's so clear. Let's say with the pit, or chayim the lashon's mashmir. If he would have eaten it whole with the pit, chaykus yishayim. Talking a second. I feel him how you pray the achas shalimoi mevarach olav tchilu v'soif. So then the Babli would agree to the din of the Yerushalmi. Which is two different cases. The Yerushalmi is talking about a date with the pit, so that's a beria and it doesn't need a shir kazayas. And Agamor is talking about not a date, an olive. And Agamor is talking about an olive, a pitted olive, doesn't have a pit, so that's already not a beria. So that's why in Agamor said it must have been a very big zayas, because Agamor was assuming that the zayas melich didn't have a pit. The Yerushalmi was assuming that the Zayas was taka sholem. And therefore the Yerushalmi, chutzuch is the wrong word, not chutzuch letaretz, he was able to be metaretz, that it was that it had a din burial. Ve'enu mechalkim yachad. Yeah, the name of Tyson doesn't need it. So Tyson introduces here a new idea that of burial. That when you have a beria, so even if it's less than a shear, the fact that it's a beria gives it a chashivas, you're able to make a bracha. That's based on Yerushalmi. It's mefurish Yerushalmi. Okay, so wants to say that the Babli would also agree to that. Just the Babli happens to be talking about a case where the zayas wasn't the beria because it didn't have the pit. Yerushalmi is talking about where it had the pit. So since it had the pit, so therefore it was a beria, and you don't need to have a shear. It's different with chayes and Yerushalmi. And if it has a pit, does that mean you have to eat the pit for it to be a beria? Or it's enough that it's brought to you with the pit, and then even though if you spit out the pit, but it was brought to you as a pit, so it's a beria. In Rosh, Shmavur, you don't have to eat the pit. As long as it was brought to you, Shalom, it was Huva Lefana of Shalom, so that's already called the beria. Yerushalmi is also, Yerushalmi didn't need a pit even in Yerushalmi. But in Yerushalmi's case, the Zayas was presented with the pit. So since the Zayas was presented him with the pit, when he made the bracha, it was with the pit. That's what it means. When he made the bracha, it was with the pit. So even though after he said, I didn't eat the pit, why would Yerushalmi eat the pit? But when he made the bracha, I think that's what it means. Huva lefanav, what's the mile of Huva lefanav? I think the mile of Huva lefanav is that when you make the bracha, it's shalom. So as long as he made a bracha and a shalom, you don't have to eat the inedible parts. That's how the Rosh is the same as Tosis, but that's how we understand it. On the other hand, the Rashba is mashma that in order to have a din of a beria, the case in Yerushalmi was that he ate the pit. So if you eat the zayis, pit and all, so then it's a beria. But if you don't eat the pit, then it's not a beria. It doesn't matter what it was when you ate the bracha, but you have to eat it shalom in order to be called that you ate a shir. So that's in Tosis not so clear which way Tosis holds. A little bit is mashma, I think, more like the Rashba. Because the Lashon Tosis was, im ochle sholem, you ate it sholem. In the Rosh, doesn't have to eat it sholem, it just has to be huva lefanav sholem. You have to make the bracha on it when it's sholem.
How did
Rashba
say?
Oh, yeah, in the Sukkis of the Pharisee, he ate the pit. Okay. That's good. Now, this notion of Beria, so Yishami, by Nasan Gemara, you don't have it by Brochus, but you certainly have the concept of Beria in the Babli also by Surim. The Gemara says in Chulin that if a person ate an Oif Tomei, a non-kosher bird, let's say the whole bird was less than a kazayas, it was a very small bird, the whole bird was less than a kazayas. So, but since it's a Beria, and he ate the whole thing, so he's chayev malchus for eating an Oif Tomei. So by Surim, you have such a concept that if you eat a whole beria, even if it's less than a shear, or you eat a whole nemola, the Gemara talks about it, if you ate a whole nemola, so you're chayav for eating a... So a nemola is a shotzim. You're chayav for the lab, you're eating a sheretz, if you eat an ant. Either ant doesn't have a kazayis, don't eat a kazayis, eat the whole thing, so it's a beria, so you're chayav. So the Gemara says in Chulin, Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kufchav, says an interesting distinction. Moin Chulin says that if you eat a not kosher bird or a not kosher sheretz or something, so then you'd chayev mishum beria. But what if you ate a kosher bird, but it wasn't geshochten, didn't have a proper shechita, so it's an avela, and you ate the whole thing? So the Gemara says that's not called a beria. That's not called a beria. It's not mafurish in the Gemara. What's the difference? If you eat a not kosher bird or a not kosher sheretz or a not kosher whatever it is, so then there is an of a beria. But if you eat a kosher bird, but it's just an avela, so then you don't have the mila of beria. Then you have to eat a kazayas. You have to eat a proper kazayas in order to be chayav. That's what the Gemara says. Machlekes Yishayim. What's the reason for that distinction? A very important machlekes Yishayim. Freeway machlekes. From what I know, the shittas tonight. Maybe there's more shittas. Rashi says that in order to be called a beria, it has to be that the issue was that there was osur mitchilas briyasa. So a not kosher bird from tchilas briyasa was always a not kosher bird. It's a not kosher bird. Whatever, it's an eagle. It's an eagle. It's a not kosher bird. It was born an eagle, and it was always not kosher. So then it has the din of a beria, even if it's less than a kazayas, you're higher. But a nevela, it wasn't born a nevela. A nevela became a nevela when it died without shchita. So then you don't have the din of beria. What's the havana? We'll talk in a second, but that's how Rashi understands the distinction. That's number one. Shita number one. The Rashba in Peres HaBayis, in Bayis Dalet Shar Aleph, the Rashba says that the din of beria only applies to an iser that's an iser atzmi, not an iser that it comes about because something happened to it. So a non-kosher bird, it's also be'etzim. It's in its essence, it's also. But a kosher bird that became an avela, so it's also because it was misnabel, something happened to it. So then you don't have a din of beria. Again, what's the reason for these distinctions? Not so clear. But that's the Rashba's machal. And then Taisus and Chulin Tzadik Vav and the Rosh at the end of Perek Zayin and Chulin, they say a different shot entirely, and it's a whole new habana in the idea of beria. They say that the idea of beria is only where the din of beria is only where the Torah itself said, "Don't eat an oif tamei." So, since the Torah said, "Don't eat an oif tamei," or "Don't eat a sheretz," this is a sheretz. This is an oif tamei. So, it's kilo the Torah is mefarish that it's also to eat an oif tamei, no matter how small it is. So, because the Torah said mefarish, don't eat. I forget the lashon of the pasuk, but when it lists all the oifus name, it says the ale you're not allowed to eat. So it says beferish and you're not allowed to eat an oif tamik. So however small it is, but it goes mamish into the pasuk. The pasuk says don't eat an oif tamik. But nevela, it doesn't say don't eat a behema that's a nevela. It says don't eat nevela. Basar nevela is also nevela. It doesn't say don't eat. So there, the Torah wasn't mefarish that, you know, if you have a very small nevela, a very small bird that dropped dead, a kosher bird, a very small chicken that dropped dead. So the Torah didn't say don't eat a chicken that dropped dead. It said don't eat nevela. The nevela means basa nevela also. So then you don't have the din of beria. Beria is only when the Torah was mefarish. The Torah said the words beria. There is don't eat an oif. So even a very small oif, it could be a very teeny weeny oif. But the Torah said don't eat an oif. So that's called the beria. But the Torah didn't say don't eat a behema that's in nevela. It said don't eat nevela. Looks like called nevela. So that's not called. But the Torah didn't say the word behema or oif. So that doesn't have the mila of being a beria. That's the Taisus and the Rosh. Tyson Rosh bring a raya from a Gemara, maybe a Gemara Mefresh, the Gemara in Shavuos, and Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, let's say a person took a neder. I'm not going to eat any bread. So how much bread does he have to eat to be chayav for a Bal Yochel? A Kazayas. What if a person said, I'm not going to eat this roll? And this roll is less than the Kazayas. So you're chayav. So the Gemara says, the Gemara compares that to a beria. The Gemara says, Mefarish is Mefarish Kiberia Domi. If I say I'm not going to eat this roll, so it has, it's like a beria. So Tyson Rosh understood from that Gemara, that you see from the Gemara, that the mile of a beria is that it's Mefarish, that the Torah was Mefarish. In other words, the whole idea of beria is that the Torah was Mefarish, don't eat a bird. So when I take a neder and I'm Mefarish, so when I make a neder, it's like I'm the one normally who makes up Yisurim, the Torah, and the Baruch Hu makes up the Yisurim. So when he's Mefarish, becomes also, even if it's less than Kazayis. When I make a neder, I'm making up the Isser. I'm making up the terms of the Isser. If I was Mefarish, I'm not going to eat this roll. So I was Mefarish that this roll is I'm chayif eating this roll. I'll be chayif eating this roll, even if it's less than a Kazayis. So that Gemara seems very much to be like the Tosfos. That's the source for the Tosfos and the Rosh. That the whole idea of beria is that it's a mefarish. However, what are the other Rishonim going to do with this? So, if you look at Rashi over there in Shuas, again, Shuas Chafal from the base, Rashi says that what the Gemara means is that when you're mefarish, I'm not going to eat this roll, so it's achshave. I gave it a chashivus, and therefore it's like a beria. In other words, Rashi, I think, has that pains to defuse this Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mean that the lumbus of Beria is that it's a Mefarish, that the Torah is Mefarish. The Gemara is just making a comparison. What's the reason why you're chayav for a Beria? Because a Beria has a Chashivus. So just like a Beria has a Chashivus, why does it have a Chashivus? Because it's a Beria. So you see that Chashivus overrides the need for a Shear. So the Gemara is just saying, no, if Chashivus overrides the need for a Shear, so when I'm Mefarish, I'm not going to eat this roll, that means I'm giving this roll a Chashivus, that this roll is the shlemus of the Isser, the totality of the Isser. This roll has a chashivus by me, that this eating this roll, even though it's less than a kazayis, is going to be called that I'm violating my neder. So I can give something, the same way the berry has a chashivus. It's just, the Gemara is just bringing out the idea that chashivus could override the need for a shir kazayis. So that's the idea of berry overrides the need for a shir kazayis, and mefarish by a neder overrides the need for a shir of kazayis. But the Gemara never meant to say, it's clear in Rashi, the Gemara never meant to say that the lundus of Beri has anything to do with Mefarish. Just two different ways to have a Hashimah. Al Kapanim, nonetheless, we see from this Gemara an important thing, maybe it's intuitive anyway, that the Vart of Beri, according to Tosfos and Rosh, means Mefarish. That's how they understand this Gemara. If you don't understand, if you don't like Tosfos and Rosh, it does say in this Gemara that the Vart of Beri, the idea of Beri, is that it's a Hashimah. It's a dinner. A berry has a chashivus. So those are the three shittas in Rishayim. So Nachamot, we have the shita of Tysus and the Rosh, that the idea of beria is that it's kimafarish tami, and that's based on the Gemara in Shavuos. The Torah is mefarish. Don't eat a knife. Don't eat a knife tummy. So maybe the Torah said that a knife tummy is chay. That a berry is chay. According to the Rashi and the Rashba, it's nothing to do with berry. It's a din of chashivus ba'alma. But there's a distinction. But they also they qualify according to Rashi. It's clearly qualified because you see by nevela there's no din of berry. So according to Rashi, according to Tosfos and the Rosh rather. There's no din avela by a. I'm just chazering. According to Tosfos, again, three shittas. The shita of Tosfos and the Rosh. What's the difference between an oif tummy that is a barrier and an avela where there is no din of barrier? So according to Tosfos and the Rosh, the difference is the Torah said don't eat an oif tummy. The Torah didn't say don't eat a behemoth that's an avela or don't eat an oif that's an avela. The Torah said don't eat an avela. So the Torah wasn't a mefarish. So without the Torah being mefarish, it's not in a beria. And that's rooted in the Gemara and Shuas, that mefarish is keberia dami. On the other hand, Rashi learns that the distinction is that the din of beria is only when it's mitchilis b'yosei. When it was also mitchilis b'yosei, then it has the status of a beria. Maybe it's even havana, since the din of beria has to do with chashivos, so maybe the chashivos is only b'shas b'yosei. B'shas b'yosei, it has a certain chashivos, so then the issue could be chal in it. But if it became also later, like an avela, So that doesn't have the, maybe it doesn't have the chashivas somehow. The chashivas of a berry is only b'shas b'yosai. Yeah, that's a clear emesis. But that's Rashi. And then the Rashi says the difference between an oif tami and an avela is that an oif tami is intrinsically osir. An avela is osir because of some accident that happened to it. So when it's osir intrinsically, then there's a din of berry. When the isir is accidental, so then there's no din of berry. Yeah, and love this also. The Rashi is hard to understand. Look, what's the difference? If a berry is more chashiv, what's the difference if it became osir? If it's also intrinsically, or if it became also through some accident, that it was, you know, it was in a car accident and it became roadkill, and so it's an avela. So what's the difference? The ma'aser, it's a barrier. The thing is a barrier, so it should have the chashivas. Not so clear. Now, interesting thing. The Yerushalmi said, Tosfos means the Yerushalmi, that by brachas is also in a barrier. I feel ein of echad. I feel a prey the achas, even a zayas without the pit. But a kaponim says in Yishami, you have a. Just chat something I don't understand. Yishami says that this is in a barrier. So Rabbi Yochanan made a bracha achreino on the zayas was mevarach chilav asayif because it was a barrier. Why was it a barrier? Taisa says because it had the pit. So the Rashi learns that it had the pit, but he didn't eat the pit. And the Rashi learns he ate the pit too. So I don't understand. If he ate the pit too, I do understand. If he ate the pit also, so why do you have to come out to barrier? If he ate the pit, then it's a zayas. Mustam of the Pshad is, I have to see in the Rashman side, but Mustam of the Pshad is that you have to eat the pit to make it a burial. But the pit's not edible, it's not mistar to the Shir Kazayas. The Shir Kazayas has to be edible. So it's not a Kazayas. It's a Zayas, but it's not a Kizayas. But it's a burial, because since he ate the pit, so he ate the Zayas Kibriyosoi, so Mamele has the Mila burial. But it's still without the lumdus of burial, you can't say he ate a Kazayas.
Because
Gemara just means Gemara means that an olive is not a kezias because without the pit it's not a kezias. It means if the pit would be edible. The Gemara is explaining how it's absurd. What do you mean he didn't eat a kezias? He ate a zayas. How can you say he didn't eat a kezias? Gemara said no, a zayas is not a kezias because a zayas without if you don't count the pit. You can't count the pit because it's not edible. So if you don't count the pit, then a zayas is not a kezayas. That's all the Gemara said.
Why can't you say it's a smaller olive than the
Yerushalmi? The Gemara didn't know how big they are. The Gemara in the Kasha. The Gemara said, Batzle Shiur. Because without the pit, it's Batzle Shiur. The Gemara didn't know it's a small olive. The presumption is it's a normal olive. The Gemara's answer was a big olive. The presumption is it was a normal olive. So the Gemara's Kasha is, how could you make a bracha on a normal olive without the pit? A normal olive is not a kezias. That doesn't mean if you ate the pit, it would be a kezias. It means if the pit was edible, then it would be a kezias. But the pit's not edible. You can't count the pit towards the kezias. So a zayas is not a kezias. Akapanim, in Yerushalmi, all the examples of berry in Yerushalmi are zayas, an einov, a grape, and a rimoy. What do they all have in common? Shivas haminim. So the achayna, the number of achayim have a suffix. That maybe the din of beriah is only by shivas haminim. The Karanoyer here and the primogonim. Primogonim is in Simon Reish Yud. Primogonim has a suffix. But maybe the din of beriah, since all the examples of the Shami are shivas haminim, maybe it's not only by shivas haminim. And what would be the svar? What would be the svar that it's only by shivas haminim?
Right.
According to the Russian Taisis, that the whole lumbus of beriah is because mefarish, the Torah is mefarish to only naif. So here, the Torah is mefarish. Eretz is, you know, schitos, a geffen, tein, a rimon. V'yachalta v'sovot t'orach. The Torah is mefarish, then in a geffen. And a tein, and a rimon, you make a kezayit. So maybe you have the mile of a... So there you have the din of a burial. But by things where you... Things where you... But other, you know, if you eat a whole, whatever it is. So maybe it doesn't apply. So the Torah would depend. That's only if you learn... If you hold like Taisu in the Rosh, that it's the mile of burial, that it's mefarish. So then, it's Hakavari Mestaber that we limited to Shiva Seminim. You feel like the other Rishonim, like the Rosh, like Rashi and the Rashba, that it's nothing to do with whether it's it's nothing to do with Mefarash. It's a Din Chashivos. So then, it's hard to see why there should be a distinction. So L'Chayr should be told in this Machalik Hashishayim. This Sofak Bechayim. L'Chayr should be told in this Machalik Hashishayim. There's another issue here.
Can't say the chashivas of Shiva Saminim, like that's the only thing I can raise it to the chashivas for.
If we don't find that elsewhere, the din of Beria and Kol HaTorah Kulo is even by an ant, even by if tamei, even by things that. So why should a dafka be? Why should it be limited to Shiva Saminim? If we assume. That the din of, which maybe we'll kind of question that assumption in a second, but if we assume that the din of Beria that we find in the Yerushalmi Linyan Brochas is the same concept of Beria that we find in the Nisurim, then why should be Mechalik and Shivas Haminim and other things, unless you learn, like Rashi, like Tosis and the Rosh, that the din of Beria, even by other Yisurim, is based on the concept of Mefarsh. So then I can see that by Brochas also it's based on the concept of Mefarsh. It'll be limited to Shivas Haminim. But according to the other Rishonim, that the din of Beria and the Nisurim is nothing to do with Mefarsh. So why should it be limited to Shiva Saminim here? Why should it be limited here to Shiva Saminim? Now, the Hanocha, though, maybe we need to question this Hanocha. Is the Din of Beria by Brochas the same concept of Beria that you find by other Yisur? There's another complication. There's a Gemara, another Gemara. The Gemara says in Makkos, Daf Yudzayin. Gemara there has a Machlekes Rav Shimon HaChachamim. If you ate a chita of tevel, one chita of tevel, so Rav Shimon says that you're chayev, because it's a beria, and Chachamim say that you're potter. So the Gemara over there says that Rav Shimon asked the Chachamim, I don't think Rav Shimon says because it's a beria, I think Rav Shimon doesn't require it because I spoke olisum. Rav Shimon knows you chayev, you don't need because I spoke olisum, if I remember correctly. But Chacham say a potter, it's not a kizayis. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon said to the Chachamim, what's it any different than if you eat in a malach, even if you require kizayis for a chiyuvim? But here it's a barrier. Why is it any different than in a malach? You ate an ant, you chayiv, because it's a barrier. So it's also a barrier. Chit is also a barrier. So the Gemara answers, Chachamim responded that in a malach is a brias neshama. But a chit is not a brias neshama. So b'pshuta, it says in that Gemara, there's a new concept, there's a new requirement to be called a beria. A beria has to be animal, can't be vegetable. It has to be a brias neshama. Beria means brias neshama. Now, there's a machlokes in Rishonim how seriously to take that Gemara. Tosfos and the Rosh, they say that really Chacham are only saying with the Beim de Rav Shimon. Really, they don't think this is a beria altogether. They didn't need the svar of brias neshama. Because the emes is the chacham hold that the din of beria is only by mefarish. The Torah says don't eat an oif. But when the Torah didn't say it wasn't mefarish, the word oif, like by nevelos, you know, a chicken was killed. So we there's no din of beria. Because the Torah never said don't eat a dead chicken. The Torah said don't eat a nevelo. So then there's no concept of beria. So the Torah never said don't eat a chit of tevel. The Torah said don't eat tevel. So there's altogether no din of beria. So really, the whole analogy to a namola is a flawed analogy. But Chacham said with the veim the Reb Shimon. I don't know what that means exactly. The veim the Reb, I don't know why they couldn't say this answer. Chacham was just saying with the veim the Reb Shimon. But the emes is that's not the real answer. The real answer is that the din of beria is only by mefarsh, and the din of beria is not limited to brias neshama. The din of beria would apply even to not to a brias neshama, but it has to be that there was mefarsh. You know what? I like the sea places over there. Anybody have a way to call up Makkos Yudzayin Amud Aleph? Somebody has a Makkos in their Gemara Makkos in their pocket.
Because I probably do have a Gemara Machlokes in my class. But this is easier. So clear. I'm not sure the Tosfos means that we don't really require Bris Neshama at all. Tosfos may mean Bris Neshama is not enough because it doesn't account for Nevela. Nevela is a Bris Neshama, and yet there's no din of Beria. There's no din of Beria by Nevela. It must be that there's an additional requirement that it has to be that it's that Torah is Mefarish. What I'm now wondering is, yes, it says in Tosfos that Chacham here were talking with Dvar of the Reb Shimon. But there's two ways to understand what does that mean with Dvar of the Reb Shimon. You could learn one way to understand Dvar of the Reb Shimon means this whole din of Bias Neshama is not serious. There's no such thing as Bias Neshama. There's a different. The real answer is a different answer. The real answer is that a chita is not a Bias Neshama. That the real answer is that a chita is not. The Torah wasn't mafarish the word chita, and that's the real answer, and that's all that counts. And Bias Neshama is Lemaylev Lemayrid. That's one way to understand. Or, I think it's not more Mashman Tais now than looking at it. They're not saying that Bias Neshama is not a factor. Of course you need Bias Neshama. The Gemara just means, Tais is asking a different question. Because that means the way Tais says it is, Tais asks as follows. You're telling me that the reason why a Chita is not a Beria is because it's not a Bias Neshama. But if it would be a Bris Neshama, then it would be a Beria. But what about Nevela? Nevela is a Bris Neshama, and it still doesn't have a Din of Beria. Nevela, so if you have a dead bird, it's a Bris Neshama, and yet it doesn't have a din of Nevela. What's the answer? It must be because the Torah wasn't Mefarish. The Torah wasn't Mefarish. Well, the Torah wasn't Mefarish to Achita either. So that's the answer for Achita. The Torah wasn't Mefarish. So Tosfos' answer is they said the Dvar of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, in his question, obviously was assuming you don't need to have a Mefarish. Because Tosfos said, if Reb Shimon asked, why is that any different than a Sheretz? So they gave an easier answer. They gave an answer that it's not a Bias Neshama. But that's not really the whole answer. That's not enough because that wouldn't account for Nevela. So the answer is the Beria is even more limited. You also need to have the requirement that the Torah was Mefarish. But it could be that it's also true that you need a Bias Neshama. Just Bias Neshama is not enough. Bias Neshama, maybe it's true that Bias Neshama is necessary for the Din of Beria, but it's not sufficient for the Din of Beria. You also have to have the Torah as Mefarish. So I'm talking not sure, even according to Tosfos, I'm not so sure that this concept of Bias Neshama is totally out the window. It could be still a viable concept. Tosfos is saying, but that's not the whole story. Because the Nevela is a Bias Neshama, and it's still not, it doesn't have a Din of a Beria. So there's more to the story. It must be you need to have Mefarish. And by Chita, there was no Mefarish. So even in Tosfos, actually the Rosh, I don't have the Rosh, but even in Tosfos and the Rosh, it could be that they're not saying that Bris Neshama is out the window. Bris Neshama might still be a factor, but it's just saying it's not the whole factor. Because you also need to have the idea of Mefarish. The Rashba says, Mefarish, that there is a little Bris Neshama. The Rashba, the Shittasi, certainly holds that way. Because the Rashba holds that what's the definition, what's the criterion normally to be a Beria, what to be called a Beria, why is an Avela not a Beria? The Rashba said, because it has to be an intrinsic Isser, not an Isser that happened from some accident. Well, Lachita is an intrinsic Isser. Tebel is an intrinsic Isser. I mean, it's Lod Namadova, but Pshuta, Tebel is not something, I mean, it needs a Gemara Malacha. That's the Tanai, but Lachara, Tebel is, Yesh Lod, not so clear to me. But Akapanim, the Rashba takes the Gemara more seriously. The Rashba says, the Rashba Peres Abaya says, the Din of Beria is only by Bias Neshama. The Din of Tevel is only by Bias Neshama. Akapanim, bottom line, the Rashba says beferish ledino that there's a requirement in order to have a din bury, it has to be a bris neshama. Taisus, I'm not sure. Taisus says that this whole bris neshama was only with Dvar of Derev Shimon. I'm not sure that Taisus means that it's not a serious gemara at all. Taisus means a lot, it's a serious gemara, you need bris neshama. But it's not the whole story. Bris neshama is not enough, you also need that it should be mefarish. So it was, and once you require mefarish, then chita is not mefarish. So they had right away an answer to Reb Shimon. So the answer, the response to Reb Shimon was the dvar of Reb Shimon. But it could still be true that you have to have a bris neshama. Anyway, all of this is to get to the point, which is, so if you need to have bris neshama in order to be called a beriah, so why does the Yishami say that if you eat a whole zayas or you ate a whole grape, then you have a din of, then you have a din of, then you have to make a bracha chayna because it's a beriah. What happened to the bris neshama? What happened to the requirement to bris neshama? Mishnah Sakiv asks this kasha. The Mishnah Sakiv asks like this. He says, really, I'm Yerushalmi, it's not a kasha. Because Yerushalmi in Nazir, in Perek Gimel Shleisha Minim, Yerushalmi says that if you ate a grape, I'm sorry, Yerushalmi says, yeah, that if a Nazir ate a grape that was less than a kezias, he's chayev, because it's a beria. I thought it'd be his neshama. So see, the Yishami doesn't hold from Bias Neshama. So mainly the Yishami is not a kasha. But he asks the Rishayim who bring the Yishami, how can you bring the Yishami? The Babli says that the dinner varies only by Bias Neshama. And here it's not a Bias Neshama. The kasha of the Mishkan is actually. Yes, that's what I was thinking. If Taisa says that the whole, even in the Babli, Bias Neshama is only the Dvar of Rav Shimon. If that means that it's not serious, then it's not a kasha. The whole bris neshama is only that wasn't a serious thing. But I'm not sure if that's really the pshat in Taisus either. That it's not that bris neshama is not serious. Could be it is serious, just not sufficient. But the Rashba and the Rashba for sure says that dinner bris neshama is a real thing. That in order to have a dinner bury by Yisroel, you have to have bris neshama. So if you have to have bris neshama, so what do you? So why do we? What's going on over here by brachas? Let's take your computer back. So that makes me wonder that maybe the din of Beri that we find in Yerushalmi by Brochus is not the same as the din of Beri that we find by Yisur. Maybe it's two different things. I don't know exactly what it is. We're talking deraisa, brachas. We're talking derabbanan. So if it be chayv malchus midaraisa, he didn't bury us. So that you have to have bris neshama. Just to have a chiyav bracha chayin, which is derabbanan. So maybe that's enough for a bury of alma. It doesn't have to have this new concept of bris neshama. So clear to me, it would be desirable to have a more gishmak at this chiluk.
clear why.
By the way, going back to the beginning, what's the difference between the beginning of Shir? We're talking about what's the difference between a non-kosher bird that has a din of avaria and a chicken that became an avela that there's no din of avaria. So I said before, three shittas in Rishayim. Taisus and the Rosh say because of the Farash, Taisus and Cholin, and Rashi says because you need Mitchilis Briyosai, and what was the third one? What?
The Rashba.
Right. And the Rashba said it has to be an intrinsicus and not an accidentalist. So I noticed now Taisus in Makas Daf Yizayin, when he talks about this, the Dvar of the Reb Shimon, when he talks about that issue over there, Briyas Neshama. So Tachadvarim, I noticed just now in Taisus has a different nusach, a fourth nusach. Taisus says that the din of Beria is where if you would cut it in half, it would lose its shem. An oif tame, if you cut it in half, it wouldn't be an oif tame anymore. It would be half an oif tame. So he said, a gid anosh, if you cut it in half, Gemara says this is a din Beria by gid anosh also. A gid anosh, if you cut it in half, it's not a gid anymore. It's half a gid. But an avela, if you cut it in half, it's not a half an avela. It's the same avela. Avela is a Boston avela. You have a dead chicken. You cut it in half, I mean, you have half a chicken. But it's not half an avela. It's the same avela as it was before. Avela doesn't mean a dead chicken. Avela means avela, Boston avela. So it doesn't lose its shem when it's divided. So that's not called a beria. A beria is something. It's like you have in Bograss, you have something that if you cut it in half, it loses its shem. Loses the Shem Chatzar. If you cut a chicken in half, so when the Torah said don't eat an oif tamei, if you cut it in half, then it's not an oif tamei. It's a half an oif tamei. So that's called the barrier. So it's a whole different distinction. So that's stam and idea. It's a fourth shita. Okay, one last nakuda in this issue of barrier. I don't have clear maskonos in a lot of these, especially this kasha of the Mishkan Sanhedrin. One last nekuda. The Rishami says that the story with Rav Yochanan was that it was a taisus. The rest they want to say there's no machlekes the Bavli and the Rishami. The Bavli was without a pit. The Rishami was with a pit. So I told you before, machlekes. There's a within that distinction. There's a machlekes. What does that mean? The Rishami means that he ate the pit. What the Rishami means that he made the bracha on the pit, but then he ate it without the pit. So I said before, that's a machlekes, the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh says it's enough that he made a bracha on the whole, he made a bracha on the olive with the pit, but when he ate it, he didn't have to eat the pit. And the Rashba says, in order to have a din barrier, to make a bracha chayin, you have to eat it, pit and all. There's another shita, Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina say, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah apparently are bothered. So why didn't the Bavli say the same answer that he ate the pit? Like when the Bavli also asked the kasha, how could Rabbeinu make a bracha chayim? So the Gemara answered, well, it was a big olive. Why didn't the Gemara answer that it had the pit, like the Yishami? I mean, the Fitayis in the Rosh, that's l'chayor ora. Like what? That was so hard to figure out. Why when the Bavli asked the kasha, why didn't the Bavli give this answer that he ate it with the pit or was brought in with the pit? Like where did the Bavli take for granted that it was without the pit? Rabbeinu Yonah is bothered by this. Rabbeinu Yonah said, I think that's what he's bothered by. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the Bavli Bemis is Chaylik on Yishami. But not that the Bavli doesn't have the concept of Beria at all. The Bavli has the concept of Beria too. But the Bavli holds that in order to be a Beria, the whole thing has to be edible. And by Isaiah, since the pit is not edible, so then it can never be a Beria. Because in Moroshech, if you take out the pit, then it's for sure not a Beria because it doesn't have the pit. And even if you eat the pit, that's not called you ate. That's not a ma'aseh. That's not called an achila because the pit's not really edible, so it doesn't count. So mimela by Isaiah, the Bavli holds it by Isaiah. They can't be a Isaiah could never be a barrier because to be a barrier you would have to eat the pit, and the pit would have to be edible, and the pit's not edible. So just Isaiah can never be a barrier. But the Bavli would agree with the Yerushalmi that by a grape or by a pomegranate by a pomegranate seed, things that it is shayach to eat the whole thing is edible, then the Bavli could agree with Yerushalmi that there is a din of beria. In other words, the Rabbeinu Yonah says there is a machlekes Bavli in Yerushalmi. But the machlekes Bavli in Yerushalmi is not so fundamental that the Bavli doesn't subscribe to the din of beria at all. The Bavli also subscribes to the din of beria. The Bavli just holds that by a zayist there's no din of beria, because you can't count the pit. One way or another, the pit doesn't count. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. Another shita. So Rabbi Krager asks, so how does that work? By oif tame, there's a din of beria. The oif tame, right, that's the Gemara in Chulin, there's a din of beria by an oif tame. An oif tame, it's not all edible. There are parts of the oif that are not edible. There's the feathers, there are parts of the oif that aren't edible. So, and yet there's a din of beria. So either because he ate the whole thing, and it doesn't matter that it's not all edible, or he ate all the edible parts, and as long as it was brought lefon of whole, and he ate all the edible parts, it's called the beria. Kach e kach. But you can't say that it's not shayach a din of beria when some of it's not edible, because the din of beria by Yisurim is the classic case of beria is an oif tame, and not all of the oif tame is edible. So how can Rabbeinu Yonah say that in order to have din of beria, the whole thing has to be edible? I think maybe that's also conduces to this thought. I don't have a clarity in the lumness of it, but maybe this also is conduces to this direction, that the din of beria by bracha is not identical with the din of beria that you have by Yisur. And the din of beria by Yisur is only by a bris neshama. Here it's altogether not a bris neshama. So it's a different notion altogether. There's a concept of beria in Yisurim that's limited to bris neshama, and on the one hand, and on the other hand, once you have a beria, once you have a bris neshama, so as long as you eat it, you're chayiv, it doesn't matter that all of it's edible. Because it has this new lumdus of being a beria. It's a beria. The whole thing is a beria. The edible parts, the inedible parts, it's one beria. You pop it in your mouth, you chayiv mishum beria. It's not all edible. But it's one bris neshama, and you ate it. Masha'en kein dinei brachos, maybe it's a different thing altogether. I don't know, maybe it's in the chashivos. I'm not quite sure exactly what it is. Again, in the lumdus, I don't have a clarity here. But just in the cheshbon, or in the, just sorting things out. I'm leaving some work for the oilam. Yeah, I've all done as much. But maybe this is also an indication that the din of bracha is a different thing. It's not the regular din of beria. Befrat, it's not a bris neshama, so how could it be the regular din of beria? It's a different halacha. And this new halacha beria that's you only have by brachas, that even though it's not a bris neshama, but if it has this chashivas of being a beria, it's enough to make a bracha chayna, maybe that's only if you ate the whole thing. And the whole thing was edible. But if the whole thing's not edible, so then says Rabbeinu Yonah. But if the whole thing's not edible, so then on that you don't make a bracha chayna. The bracha chayna is not in the pit. The bracha chayna has to be on the rest of the aleph, and the rest of the aleph is not a beria. So again, we have several clues over here, or several reasons to think that maybe the din of beria that we find by bracha is not the same as the din of beria that we find by shaar yisur. Because by shaar yisur, the chayna need a bris neshama. That's the Gemara in Makkos. Even if he tases that it's only the devar of the Reb Shimon, doesn't necessarily mean that there's no requirement to bris neshama. It just means bris neshama is not enough. You have to have more also. There's more to the story. But it may still be that there's an inner bris neshama. The Rashi is beferish, the halacha that there's an inner bris neshama. And over here, we don't seem to need a bris neshama. Number two from Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that shitas abavli is that there's no din beria by an olive at all because the pit's not edible. So how come my wife told me this is in a beria? I would like to find some more properly formulated gedder hadvarim. What's the difference between the din beria they have by Yisurim, which requires bris neshama on the one hand, but doesn't require that it all be edible on the other, and the din beria that we have by brachas. So that's still a desert animal. Okay, I think we'll stop here. This is really the last day of this month. I don't know what the story next people want to have. I'm not sure.